Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Together in your own places, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Also with you. Let us pray. To call it today. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister your justice with compassion, for the sake of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, you have revealed your church to your church, your eternal being of glorious majesty and perfect love as one God in Trinity of persons. Give us grace that, like your Bishop Basil of Caesarea, we may continue steadfast in the confession of this faith and constant in our worship of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen.
The first reading today is from the Old Testament, Exodus. The Israelites had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 100. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with the gladness, and come with before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. New Testament reading today is from Romans chapter 5. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Pardon me. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritan, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You receive without payment, give without payment." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you.
learns. That truth calls out to us from the heart of our faith, the incarnation. God might have thought, I'm just going to go there where my human creatures live and teach them a lesson once and for all. And like all good teachers, God learned while teaching. Years ago, I used to struggle with this, weighing God's perfection, omniscience, and omnipotence against the clear evidence, biblical and otherwise, that God learns. Well, Jesus, in one instance, was out-argued by a woman who told him she might be a dog in some people's view, but she can still eat the crumbs under the table. Jesus changed his mind. God decides after the flood that total destruction is not the answer and promises Noah that never again will such destruction be wrought on the world, having learned that it did not, in fact, teach humans much of a lesson, but that we are inclined to make bad choices as part of our nature. Jesus tells his followers that he came into the world to save the lost sheep of Israel. Stay away from the Gentiles and the Samaritans. But he didn't seem to know that his influence, his teaching, his grace and love could not be kept from the Samaritans or the Gentiles or anybody else, even in the short term. Curing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing lepers, casting out demons, just couldn't be kept under wraps. By the time Paul came along, just a little bit later, he was already writing that there are no Jews or Greeks, slave or free, male or female, because we're all brought to life by one Spirit, one God. As he said and wrote in last week's epistle, and we underlined again today. Well, even writing in that vein, Paul harbored some of his own prejudices and biases, just as we in our enlightened era of openness and freedom and scientific neutrality, impartiality, harbor ours. But those words between the words, the thoughts between the thoughts, could not be contained. Paul said more than he knew he was saying. Jesus, too, it would seem. And we cannot contain those deeper thoughts and truths in our time either. Nothing is so threatening to our inner, what, demons, bigotry, pride, as the thought that we might have to give up some of the control we have or think we have to cede territory we have always thought was ours. Define we and ours as you like. This is true within every one of us as we struggle against the flight to freedom of our most loving, most creative selves, the staid and proper and well-mannered parts will coolly at first and cruelly, if the coolness fails, use any means at our disposal to convince ourselves that the most important thing is the status quo, particularly if the status quo has benefited us in the past, allowed us to be more comfortable, less troubled, even when we ought to feel troubled by that other suffering part of ourselves that seeks to break out from the oppression by the safer parts. We already know that this is not only an inner struggle, but also an outer one. To you, Paul's brilliant image of the church as the body of Christ with many parts. To to expand that to the body of God's children everywhere in all circumstances, the same struggle obtain. Those parts of that global body, individual humans, who benefit from the status quo will always fight to maintain that state of affairs or attempt to turn back time to regain it. But the Holy Spirit will have none of that. Progress will be made, even if it comes in a way that doesn't look like progress at all at first, at least to those who resist the Holy Spirit's relentless march, or maybe dance is better, into the future. Today is June 14th. I grew up from my Boy Scout days onward knowing that date as Flag Day in our country. It wasn't until 1975, at the age of 28, that I discovered there's another less familiar, more ancient commemoration on this day. I learned it then because I was ordained a deacon on that day, the feast of St. Basil the Great. Basil and his brother Gregory and their friend, another Gregory, came to be known as the Cappadocian Fathers. They fought and led the fight for the Nicene faith of the church in the 4th century, for the Holy Trinity, whom we commemorated last Sunday. Specifically, Basil fought for the church to hold fast to the divinity of Christ against those Arians, you remember them from last week, and most importantly, for the unequivocal truth of the full divinity of the Holy Spirit. He championed the cause of our proclaiming glory to the Father with the Son, together with the Holy Spirit, instead of some weaker construction which would have relegated the Holy Spirit to some demigod status. I know that sounds a bit abstruse and far removed from our present reality. It even sounds a bit like fighting to hold on to the status quo. But it's not any of those things. It's real and concrete and present, acknowledging that some invisible force is as real an expression of God as a flesh and blood man embodying both divine and human natures. Basil was not clinging to an old doctrine in order to preserve a status quo, but fighting with all his might and God's grace to establish the truth of a God who cannot be captured by nor contained within mere human logic and human construct. He was leading the church to embrace a force too wild to be held within that embrace. Whether Basil intended it or not, or Paul, or Jesus, or Moses, they proclaimed a God who teaches us and learns from us. The God who evidently is willing to allow us to learn through means that are sometimes scary and nearly always challenging. This is an attempt within God's grace, I trust, to urge us all, you and me, to move through these difficult days with wonder and faith and expectancy, full of the well-founded hope that God, who will not be tamed by us, will lead us into all truth, all love, as God alone can and God has always done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered death, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophet. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sin. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People, Form 4. Let us pray for the Church and the world. Grant, O mighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those lives are closely linked to ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us, especially Jeremiah Slapp and Sherry Musgrove, who are celebrating their birthdays. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, and those who confront grave dangers by the nature of their work. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Especially we pray for John, Jaden, Ann, Alan, Kenyon, Curtis, Barry, James, Nathan, Marcel, Sarah, Teresa, Morgan, Jenny, Christy, Matt, Ann, Martha and Larry, Victoria, Dee, Lynn, Ashley, Clay, Barbara, Kay, Miranda, Ellie, Patty, Janice, and the Bailey family, Bob, Jackie, Paul, Mark, Tyler, the Degater family, Richard, Dale, Merle, Lottie, Karen, Bonnie and Ed, Shelley, Leslie, June, Scott, Cheryl, Allison, Caitlin, Mark, Charisse, RG, Bobby and George, and the Adams family, Maria B. and family, and the women in the Hutto facility. We also pray for those in the military, especially Brian, James, Kevin, Jared, Jonathan, Eric, Trevor, Chris, Brian, and all in harm's way. Please be with those who travel this week. Bring them in safely to their journey's end. And bestow your grace and love on those for whom we pray now.
ask your prayers of thanksgiving for my 45 years of ordained ministry today, as of today.
Lord, in your mercy,
your prayer.
We commend to you, your mercy, all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom, especially Raymond Whitman and all who have died from the coronavirus, and to your loving care their families who mourn their passing.
And for all who have died in civil unrest in these days, and all who died in the prelude to that.
Lord, in your mercy.
Look with pity, O Heavenly Father, upon the people in this land who live with injustice, terror, disease, and death as their constant companions. Have mercy upon us. Help us to eliminate our cruelty to these, our neighbors. Strengthen those who spend their lives establishing equal protection of the law and equal opportunities for all. And grant that every one of us may enjoy a fair portion of the riches of this land. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let's pray together. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God.
Merciful God. We confess
that we have sinned against you
in
thought,
word, and deed.
By what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
And now let us pray together in the words our Savior Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Live without fear. Your Creator has made you holy, has always protected you, and loves you as a mother. Go in peace to follow the good road, and may God's blessing, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen.
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 Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.